I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Merry Christmas! In my time, Christmas isn't about giving or receiving. It's about sending androids back in time to prevent Christ's birth. Every year I try, and every year the wise men come more heavily armed. Oh, why do I make my androids so vulnerable to myrrh? But this is not a tale of the Holy Time War. Tonight's transmission comes from a Christmas in your distant future, where the snow is human ash and the tinsel is human ash. Do you hear what I hear? If you hear pain and suffering, then yes!
That snow's really coming down, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. I don't believe I'm going to survive another Christmas.
I don't think we will.
No. All I have to eat is myself.
Oh, shit. I've my foot went gangrenous. I took it off.
I know, and I ate it. I'm sorry.
I know, I was saving that.
I'm sorry.
Bloody
but there's
hell.
Still bones. I can make a soup.
I guess so.
A broth.
It's better than nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's Christmas again.
Isn't it?
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Since my wife, my lovely wife, John,
right.
Died.
She was a bit of all right, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she sure was for a man.
Yeah. Huge, huge, huge.
Huge, huge legs.
Massive.
So big we used to cuddle up in them.
Yeah.
Me and the kids.
Right.
Now the kids are all grown up.
Yeah,
two of them are cyborgs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one of them works for the sanitation.
Oh, right.
Never hear from them again.
No.
Never
no.
come by.
No.
Never bring nothing.
Nothing.
I said, yeah, in this cardboard prison.
Bloody hell, Christmas again, eh?
Aye. That's what I say.
Aye.
Silent night, holy shit, I say.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, hello!
Oh!
Quiet in the cardboard prison!
What? I'm just trying to have some. We're just having a little bit of a natter.
Yeah.
Throw a credit in me cup, Governor. A credit in the cup.
Something, if you've got any bits of old metal.
Yeah, I have credits and trinkets.
Oh.
Would you like a trinket?
Yes, I would one.
Very well. Have a piece of needles. The needles from the pine tree outside in the barren waste.
Oh, I recognise you. I've seen you on the giant holoscreen.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah,
me.
You're the guy who invented the Kinder Egg, aren't you?
That's mm-hmm. you, isn't it?
I am Alphonse Kinder.
It's amazing. I used to run downstairs when I had legs
mm-hmm.
as a child, and I'd open up my Kinder Egg and say, my God, what's an egg doing at Christmas time?
See,
it's supposed to be at Easter.
Yeah.
But there's toys inside.
I tell you the story then.
Yes.
Will you tell us a story about it?
The idea came to me when I impregnated my wife.
Did you?
Yes, I did. And I impregnated her in 6 months. the month of February. She was due on Christmas Day.
Oh.
And shortly, just a scant month before Xmas, she laid an egg instead of growing a belly inside of her.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
She must have been some kind of mutant, eh?
She was like, did you marry a platypus?
Yes, I did. A platygirl.
Platygirl?
One of the platygirls of Fengal 5.
Oh, that invasion. That really screwed things up when them platypus people came in from the sky.
She was a mail order, or I should say I was a mail order husband for her, since she was the dominant species at the time.
Well, they conquered us, didn't they?
They've got, you know, their bills. Oh, my God.
Well,
quiet!
There's another Christmas ruined.
The centuries are coming.
The platypodians are coming.
Hold your breath, everyone.
About them. You know, you can't even talk about them since they put the chips in your head.
I know. Sure, long story short, the surprise to both of us was, on Christmas Day, the egg hatched, and our baby boy was a plastic toy.
No.
Yes, a motorcycle powered by elastic bands.
That's madness, isn't it?
It was a real holy shit moment.
But did you get it into a good school?
Oh, yeah, not the worst school. Not the worst school! The platypodians of Fengal 5 had a problem with the motorcycle being half human.
Whoa.
But not the worst school, as I say.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, we've all got our tragedies. We've all got our sadnesses.
Yeah, we do.
It seems to be more poignant at Christmas time.
Do you have Christmas stories of your own?
Oh, I got one. It goes back a long way, though. Before I lost my foot to gangrene and before my friend here ate it.
It was delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
I had 2 feet, and I'd use them to travel. And at one time, when I was a young man, I travelled to the moon, when there was a moon.
Oh, the moon exploded in a beautiful glory.
Exactly.
Whatever triggered that explosion?
Well, it's funny you mention it, because it was me.
Really?
Yeah. I went to the moon, and I burrowed down inside of it. I went deep, deep inside the moon.
Why?
Well, it was cold out, and I didn't have a suit on, so I was trying to get warm. But little did I know that the moon doesn't have a molten core, does it? It's just a dead rock, isn't it?
You stupid asshole!
I know.
What are you doing? Well, here you are, on the surface of the Earth. You say, I'm going to take a walk through space,
right,
to the moon with nothing on.
Like 2 feet.
No clothes.
At 2 feet, didn't
I? That's not normal, is it?
Not.
I mean, your feet can travel through the vacuum of space.
Right, well, I held my breath.
You wasted a terrible gift, is what you did. Cretin.
You really are a stupid arsehole.
I could have done so much. Trick.
What's going on over here?
Sorry, Platypus Officer 7. We're just having a quiet natter.
Well, it could
Christmas
be
Eve.
A quieter natter. It is Christmas Eve, after all.
Well, you people don't care about Christmas, though, do you?
No.
You don't worship a god, do you?
Christmas on your planet?
You may be mistaken.
What's that planet called again?
Fengal 5! Fengal 5!
That's right.
That's right.
We're all friends now. Germans, French.
Yeah. You're all that's
English.
Left.
Now, isn't there, on your planet, there's, you don't celebrate Christmas, but you celebrate something like it, don't you?
We do celebrate something like it. Our celebration around what you call Christmas is called gift exchange.
Oh.
What we do is we gather items from our home and wrap them up and give them to each other. Nobody buys anything new. Nobody goes out and blows all their cash on gifts for anybody. You just wrap up something from your house and exchange it with somebody else. That way, everyone's on an even playing field. No one goes up. No one goes down. Everyone's on the same level, and that's what equality is all about, at least on Fengal 5.
That sounds terrible!
Well, Fengal 5 is so fucking amazing.
It's true.
Why don't you just fucking stay there?
What are you doing here on Earth, anyway?
Why are you looking here?
It's all about equality. It's not our equality.
We need more room.
Duck-billed arsehole.
We have more than one child every time we get pregnant, and occasionally, there's a plastic toy born.
How often have you been pregnant?
Myself?
Right.
Yes. I've been pregnant about 7 times, and each time I've had upwards of 4 kids.
Well, here's my solution for you. Get your tubes tied. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Yeah, sterilize yourself.
Don't you think you've had enough?
Don't you think you've said enough?
Yeah,
sorry, sir.
So for 7 billion people on the planet before you showed up, now...
Well, now there's more room for us with only 10 of you left.
Oh. Really?
You ate all of us. That really hurt, you know.
We were hungry.
Did you know he invented the Kinder Egg?
Yes.
You know those little chocolate...
Are you Alphonse Kinder?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
You are the first human to impregnate a Fengelfivian.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and the boy is a... Well, he is
plastic motorcycle run
plastic
by rubber bands.
Yes, he runs a laundromat now.
Yeah, he didn't get him into such a good school.
Well, no, he runs a laundromat. Like a chain, you know. Like he manages. He's manager.
Doesn't he run it with a rubber band?
Yes, he does. He does. Oh. It's all... There's no electricity required! He uses a rubber band to just... It's perpetual motion. I mean, I should say, he runs a laundromat and he invented perpetual motion. So, well learned.
Wow. That's a good combo.
I have to say that I may be alone in this, and you didn't hear this from me.
What?
Some of the people from Fengel 5, some of us platypus men.
Platypi, right?
Platypodian.
Yes.
Platypanians.
Fengel 5ians.
Oh. Why don't you step up to the platypodian and tell us all about it?
Some of us, I'm trying to keep this low, some of us want to have peace with you. As your wife did. You were the first to show that humans and Fengelfivians can get along.
You're part of the resistance, ain't ya?
It's a very underground thing, but we think tonight, this Christmas Eve.
Christmas
tonight,
Eve. It could be a miracle.
You are traitors to your people, are you not?
Your wife was my sister.
What?
I am with you, brother.
Look at the resemblance.
You're my brother-in-law.
Yes.
Aren't your name is Carl?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl, hey, what's up? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Listen, tonight's the night. Take these guns.
Okay.
Whoa. And I'll be over there and in a sniper position. Uh-huh. I'll let you out of this cardboard prison right now.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's nice.
Here you go.
Small air freedom.
And now,
can we go?
Run. Run and shoot your way to safety. There's a spaceship on the other side of that block, over by the burned out husk of that building. There's a spaceship over there. Go and run and get to freedom.
Well, I can't run. I've only got one foot.
Someone carry him.
Okay, I carry you. I'm fine.
I have no legs either.
He hasn't got any legs.
Carry both of them.
Could you call your son? Maybe he can drag us on this motorcycle.
That's an excellent idea. Do you have a phone?
Yes, right here. Call your son. My nephew.
My even nephew.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Oh, this would be a really big Christmas bloody fucking bloody hell bloody fucking miracle.
Could you mind your fucking language?
Sorry.
It is Christmas time. Yeah. And there's children.
You're right.
No, they're all dead.
They're all dead, but there's a motorcycle somewhere.
Just
the way.
Okay, it's ringing.
Oh, so we good. Hope he's there.
Kevin's laundromat.
Yeah, Kevin?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, hey, Dad. What's going on?
It's nothing. I'm just a cardboard prison, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen, there's a resistance going on.
I don't know anything about that.
No, it's not a trick or anything. I'm just saying, there's a resistance going on.
You like starch in that collar?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Talking to me?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
This is why we don't talk anymore. You have to just communicate with me, Kevin.
What do you want, Dad?
I want you to come pick us up. We need a ride. Yeah, could you just come by?
Yeah, okay. I'm right there.
Okay, uncle's here too.
I have an uncle?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay?
Bye.
Was that as easy? You know, I haven't spoken to him in 15 years.
Hey, can I have my phone back? Oh,
yeah.
Nice trick.
What is that? Is that an iPhone 8?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
iPhone
8.
Nice.
Hold on a second, I'll show you how this works. Siri?
Yes?
What's the fastest way off this planet?
Let me see.
May take a while.
Around the corner and then over the hill and just keep running and running and running.
running, and there's a spaceship on the other side of the hill.
This is Siri's sister. There's the faster way. She doesn't know her ass from her elbow.
Oh my.
Try going around the left-hand side of the building, up that old burned-out factory, then just turn right quickly, and then jump over the school bus. That's how you get to the spaceship.
If you want to jump over the school bus, fine. Just remember, that school bus is on fire and has been for 14 months.
That's just ridiculous. What fuel could be inside that?
Children!
Thank you, Siri's. Anyway, that's even told you, we go to the spaceship.
That's so helpful, that serious
right.
assistant.
Take the guns, shoot yeah. your way to safety. When Kevin the motorcycle gets here, I'll be up in sniper right. position.
Yeah.
And I'll cover you.
All right.
Race for the spaceship
can
and get
I,
off this
can
planet.
Can I just point out a part of this that I find, let me say, fishy?
Okay, go right ahead.
You'll be up in a sniper position.
Yes.
And you'll probably shoot us in the head.
No, not at all.
As we run
no,
along.
Resist.
Saying, hello there. Look at this. We've got escapees from the cardboard prison.
Well, yeah, perhaps we're just looking for a promotion or something.
Right.
There's no promotion in the planet. We're all equal.
This is a
it's
Christmas.
All equal. There's
this
no
a Christmas
promotion.
Trick, isn't it?
Not at all.
It's a Christmas treat.
I want to save my nephew. I finally found him today. I want to save him. My plastic motorcycle nephew.
It's beautiful.
He's starting to cry.
When he says it like that.
I'm gonna go to the sniper position, please. No. Just go and be safe.
I've never seen a platypus frown before. It's so comical.
It is.
It's hard. They're beaks are pliable.
Yeah, I didn't
you
know that.
You know that when you look at them.
I thought they were stiff. I thought there was some kind of bone.
They're like
come on, platypus. Let me just curve your beak back up till you're smiling.
There you go.
You know, right. It's times like this when I was a child. My mother would sing to us.
Oh, yeah.
When it was tough times.
Right.
Maybe, oh, look out, somebody's throwing shit on top of the cardboard prison again.
No one treats us with any respect around
here. No, they just drop stuff on us. But my mum used to sing us songs. Here's one of my favourites. Silent night, holy shit.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
I think
there's someone outside.
Maybe it's Kevin.
Kevin, he pulled off. He pulled off.
Is this your... Hello?
Oh, Dad?
Yeah, Kevin, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm up one level above the cardboard prison.
Yeah, we hear you scratching.
Okay, well...
What have you got up there, Kev?
I just have spikes on my tires so I can dig through the atomic waste on the way and get some traction.
Okay, but we're going to come out now. Trick or not, we're going to come out now, so
okay.
Just be ready.
Okay. Oh, hey, Dad, what's up?
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry, I won't stand up. But I have no legs at all.
These are my friends.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi.
We have, Gerald.
Gerald over here. Hi. 1 foot. Remember me, 1 foot Gerald.
Oh, 1 foot Gerald.
Or 1 foot G.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, and Gort.
Oh, hey,
I'm Gort.
Hi, Gort.
Hello.
Gort's got no legs.
Okay. Well, I've got none left.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
So you've got the sidecar still, Kevin?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to call continue.
Okay. And where are we headed?
Look, you're just going to take them over to the spaceship, just around, just by the end of that husk of that burned-out building.
All right. Why don't you go to your sniper position?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go to my sniper position. Guys,
I don't like when
good
someone...
Luck.
You
good
look
luck.
Too similar, and you didn't even say hello to your nephew.
Oh,
you
I should
stupid.
Say, I'm your uncle. Kevin, I'm your uncle.
I have an uncle who's a player person?
Yes, you do.
Bloody hell, this is a tearful reunion, isn't it?
It sure is.
Bloody hell.
It's like watching the same man talk to himself. It's like you're so similar looking,
sort
at least from
like
the
him.
Upper part
yeah,
of your body. The other part looks like a motorcycle.
He's half
a
motorcycle.
Yes, you do. Listen, I'm going to run to the sniper position. Guys, get safe. I'll contact you somehow in the ship.
All right.
Goodbye.
Look at him run. He's hilarious.
Those little flapper feet
it's
running
funny.
Up.
Yeah,
and he's kind of weird, but I guess I shouldn't say anything. I'm a plastic motorcycle.
Well,
you be whatever you want to be.
That's
Kevin.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been supportive.
Right. Don't be pigeonholed, all right,
okay,
by what other people think.
Can I sit in the handlebars?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Here we go. Where are we headed?
Well, let me spin up your elastic band. We're never going to get anywhere unless this thing's twisty.
Here we go.
So we go up the stairs and then over the hill into the spaceship. Does anyone have any Christmas wishes before we leave?
Oh, I'd like another foot, that's for sure.
I like, if we got a real Christmas tree this year instead of a giant pile of nuclear slag. With a star on top.
That would
right.
be nice.
That would be. This is like the gift of the Magi, isn't it?
I would like a Christmas dinner with my son for the first time in 15 years.
I would like to get to the spaceship alive so we can do that.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Here we go. And?
And? Twist my rubber band.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Here we go.
But I'm never allowed in the front. I imagine it's got to be quite simple.
It's got to be. Everyone can drive.
Does it have a rubber band?
Yeah, does it have a rubber
band? Oh, great! Tighten up the rubber band on the spaceship!
Right. Now, just let me know, the accelerator's not on the right side, is it? Because I don't have a foot on that side.
Yeah, listen, there's only one seat.
One seat?
Dummy. We're in the middle. It's like a Formula One car.
Oh,
it's not like
only one of us can go.
The right. No, there's a passenger seat. There's a compartment for the passengers.
God,
it's filled. Look at this. It's full of stuffing.
Oh, my God.
It's Christmas time.
It's a Christmas stuffing miracle.
It's Christmas miracle.
It smells like cashews in here.
It's... Oh, my God.
Cashews and rosemary.
Blast off. Don't get distracted by the smell.
It's delicious.
We're eating the ship now!
We needed that control!
Oh, it was really good.
Don't feel so great.
But you know, as far as Christmas has got, it wasn't the worst.
No, it wasn't, was it?
It was one of the better ones. We got a meal.
Yeah.
With stuffing.
Yeah, where were we going to go anyway?
Well, where were we going to go? Finger 5?
Finger 5?
No, I don't think so.
Forget that.
No. Equality? Forget it.
No, it sounds stupid just wrapping something up
in
your house.
I don't mind living in a cardboard prison because it's my prison.
Right.
No one can take that from me, so we go back to it.
That's what Christmas is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
We never heard God's Christmas story.
My Christmas story?
What your mum would say.
Well, remember, when I was a child, we lived inside my mother's mouth.
Oh.
She had an enormous, enormous mouth. To keep us warm, she held us in it and walked around whistling. So people would come and look in her hole and see us in there.
It must have been loud, yeah?
It was very loud. And they would give us bits of bread, then some chocolates maybe.
Right.
And then one day...
Uh-oh.
The pie came.
Right, Finger 5.
And they grabbed her. The invasion force.
She spat you out?
No, she didn't want to.
She didn't.
She didn't want to.
She's
but they held her down. And then they jumped on her belly.
Oh, no.
And then popped us out of the hawks.
Oh.
And then hit us with baseball bats.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Across the street. And we rolled around. And we never saw her again. She was taken away.
And then you met me.
That's right. We went in the cardboard prison.
And you ate my foot.
That's right, I ate your foot.
And later I showed up.
And it was a wonderful... It was. You know what? Of all the Christmases I've experienced, this one is the most magical.
You guys have inspired me. Do you guys want to come live at the laundromat with me?
Can I sleep in a tumble dryer?
Yes, you can.
Can I wind a rubber band?
Someone's got to do it so he can get there.
Yeah, let's go, yeah?
What?
To the laundromat! We'll have the best Christmas ever!
Silent night, holy shit, all is calm, all is shit.
There's a star in the sky.
Oh, shining
down. Ow, my belly hurts. Just a second. Oh. Oh.
It's a miracle!
Silent Night, Holy Shit. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Alphonse Kinder and Siri. Lee Smart as One Foot Gerald. Nug Nargang as Carl the Platypodian and Kevin the Plastic Motorcycle. And special guest star Sean Cullen as Gort and Siri's sister. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Edited by Illusionoid. Illusionoid is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. And a special holiday thank you from Illusionoid to you, the listener. We'd be doing this for no one without you. So thank you, listener, and happy holidays. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.